Welcome to the Scream Sisters podcast, women who love horror.
We're all just misfits and odds. We're running around the city at night, underneath the city lights, oh yeah.
This is Misty from the Scream Sisters, from the award-winning podcast, The Scream Sisters, actually, best short-form podcast as of Scarecon Podcast Awards, the first of its kind, and I have my lovely compatriot.
Yes,
and we've got a special treat for you guys tonight.
Oh, very special.
Yes. So special. We have the amazing, scary Art the Clown from Terrifier, David Howard Thornton. He is so amazing. He is so creepy. He is so creepy, and that movie is so gory, but he's so nice!
That's how
I have my moments. Yeah, so we lure you in like that. It's like, and then go for the kill.
Yeah. Quite candy.
Yes. But so sweet! And then we kill you, just kill guys. Oh, we choke you, I guess, yeah, I guess.
And it's hysterical because it's like, you look at Art and he's so creepy looking, and David is so cute.
Well, some might disagree there.
No, you're cute, you're so adorable.
Thank you.
Alright, David, so I guess I'll take the first question. I've heard that you have mostly done a lot of work on stage and voice work, overs and stuff. What made you decide to try out for a horror movie?
Well, I was already wanting to get into film anyway, and I had seen All Hallows Eve a few years before I auditioned, and so I made the character of Art the Clown. Even though I saw it, I was like, that's an awesome character. I would love to play a character like that one day, because I've always wanted to play a character like Mr. Bean. I love that, those mischievous types, and I've always wanted to play a silent character where I can do a lot of fun physical comedy with it. And so I saw that, I was like, oh wow, he's like an evil Mr. Bean. Yes, I have to play. So like when that audition came up, I saw a notice online for it, and I was like, oh yes, this is totally something I can do. This is my part. I'm going to play this role. And so I contacted my reps, and they sent me in for it. So that's how I ended up going into film work.
What was the audition like?
It was interesting. It was not like something I've ever had before, because I was not given a script. And I didn't realize that when I went into the audition, that like all these other people had scripts. I went in there, I was like, oh no, I don't have a script. I'm so screwed. And I would go into the room and I tell them, I'm like, I'm sorry, I don't have a script. Like, oh, don't worry about it. Just come up with a scene where you decapitate a guy for us and go. And I'm like, what? You had a few minutes? They're like, no, just go ahead and do it off the top of your head. I'm like, oh, okay, cool. So, it's imperative that all actors have some improv training, because you never know where you're going to be thrown in those kind of situations. Yep. And so I came up with a scene where I like, cartoonishly snuck up behind my victim, like knocked him out, sawed off his head, picked it up, tasted the blood, and didn't like the taste of the blood, so I took out a salt shaker and seasoned it, and then I liked it, and I kind of bathed in the blood a little bit, and then I just skipped out of my merry way, and that's what got me the role. They were laughing their heads off, asked me to come in for a makeup test right there in the room. So I think you can find that audition video online somewhere now too, so it's out there.
Oh cool, I'll have to look for that. Guess you have a question?
I can't think of any right now. My mind's everywhere, so I'll let you go. So once it comes up, I will just let it out.
Okay. That's what she said. terrible. I'm going to hell for that.
Well, I mean, we'll see you there.
Yay! It's going to be a party.
Tea party.
Yay!
I like tea parties.
Oh boy, it's going to be so much fun.
Tea and biscuits.
Scones.
Oh, scones. Okay. Scones are better.
They are delicious.
Yeah.
I didn't have those until a few years ago. I'm like, how have I missed out on these my whole entire life? These are amazing.
What's the chocolate on the bottom?
Oh, those are
good. Yeah. Anything with chocolate is good.
Yes. I just got this new ice cream. It's Magnum. It's like they do like these really good ice cream bars, but it's an ice cream they make now. And it's like, this is the flavor I got, it's raspberry. I like this raspberry ice cream, and it's covered with a dark chocolate shell. Dark chocolate on it. It's delicious.
I'm not close to it.
Aw, it's so good. Take a lactate, you'll be fine.
Yeah, that's true.
This is a significant amount. What's that? Oh.
It'll be worth the lactate.
Yeah, totally.
Yeah. Well, I have a few questions, so I do have to commend you for your performance as Art the Clown.
Thank you.
The amazing facial expressions that he went through really showed us his madness, but it also showed a glimpse of intelligence there. What would you think would be going through Art's head at the time?
Oh, God. It depends on the scene. Because that's how I went about it. I was like, I would always have what was going on in his head in my head. So that way it would read on my face or whatever I did with my body.
But
it just depended on the scene, I guess.
Let's see.
Like, one of my favorite ones was like when the cops show up and they're like pulling the guns on Matt and Capitol. Fine. I love doing that. And so we did different takes of that. That was the one that felt so much fun for me to do. It's just exasperated, like, ah, damn it.
Oh, you mean when he's eating her face?
I guess we'll put on the towel.
That's when he's eating her face, right?
Yes.
Okay. That was pretty gross.
Oh,
God.
That's a lot of it.
He likes head cheese. It had an open face sandwich.
Oh, my God.
I'm here all night, folks. At least he didn't have spotted dick.
But he did kill a few guys too, so.
Yeah, exactly.
He killed what, like five people that night?
I have to do the tally in my head, but I know I've killed more men than women.
Can I just say the
woman scene there, getting chopped in half? Mm-hmm.
Oh, no.
Oh, no.
Yeah. That was a lot of
no. Yeah, he used to be a former OBGYN, so, he's quite adept at that.
That was intense.
Yeah.
I have a question about that one, anyway.
Yeah.
That's definitely some hardcore stuff right there.
Yeah, that makes you go, woo!
You guys had really good special effects people there.
Yeah, like I said, that was all Damien. That's all Damien.
Yeah, I know a couple special effects guys, and they appreciated it. I've heard them talk about
that's
the movie.
Bad. Yeah, we did the old school special effects there, lots of tubes of blood in them that were just, you had the pumps spraying it out and stuff like that, so we had to get creative at time on how, hide the tubes and stuff like that. It was a lot of fun.
Right, it's great to see the old-time special effects and not the stupid CGI shit.
Oh, God, yeah, so you can always tell when it's CGI blood, too. It's like, that's what drives me crazy when I watch The Walking Dead. You can just tell those fake blood splatters. It's like, ah, come on.
I gave up on Walking Dead.
Yeah. It's like, that's what was fun about watching, like, the Evil Dead series. Ash vs. the Evil Dead. It's like, they have practical effects of that. It's like, when they're being splattered with blood, they're really being splattered with blood.
Oh, yeah.
The actor has that to react off of, too. Wonderful. It sucks, but it's wonderful.
So oh yeah, it makes it more
so sticky and cold.
Well, Evil Dead is my favorite movie, so, and my cat's named Ash, so.
That's awesome.
Yeah.
Ashy slashy.
Yeah, I always call him Ashy.
Yeah, aww. Groovy.
Groovy, really?
Yeah.
Sharp, smart, sharp, and smart.
Smart. Well, Bruce Campbell's gonna be at Rock and Shock. I don't know if.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. Hopefully, we'll get you, too.
When is that?
It's like the second week in October.
Yeah, I can't do that because we're going to be filming part two then.
Oh, really? That was the question I was going to ask you. I can't wait for that. Unfortunately, I'm broke.
Convention in October, and it's because it's really close by, so we can get away from filming because I don't have to film every single day, so we might do like second unit stuff those days so we can Day and I can escape.
Where you guys filming?
Here in New York, in New Jersey.
In New Jersey. Well, that's not New York, that's New Jersey.
Yeah, I know.
I know New York pretty well, because I'm from Queens.
I think it's also because I'm doing that other one up in Rochester, so it has to do with, like, mile radius type stuff, too. It's like, these people that run these different conventions have different rules about if you've done this convention, or if you're in this location, and they're like, no, you can't do it.
Oh, okay. Sarah Con in Rochester?
Yeah, it's up in Rochester.
Oh, okay. I was going to go to that because my soon-to-be ex-husband is moving to Rochester, so.
Rochester.
But it's like 12 hours away from, I live in Massachusetts, so
yeah.
It's like 12 hours away.
So, yeah, I was up in Rochester back in, I think 2014. 2013, I was up there on tour.
Well, I hope to see you at a con. It would be awesome. I keep myself from missing Scarecon, I really do.
We ended up winning an award, so.
Yeah!
I still haven't gotten the award, but that's okay.
Thank you.
That's how it usually goes, you know, it's just like a year or so later, like, oh, here you go, like, oh, thanks.
I'll probably get it next year when I go.
yeah, exactly. That's how they make sure you end up showing up.
Yeah.
Holding it ransom.
Yeah, they said they'll mail it to me, but I don't know, it's been like 2 months or something.
Yeah, that was a fun concept, it was a lot of fun.
Yeah, it is fun.
Marathon is very fun. One year, was it the year before or the year after, they had the Frankin Hooker people there.
Oh, golly. That sounds interesting.
Yeah. And the male lead, I can't remember his name, Phil James. Was like hitting on us the whole weekend. He gave us his one number.
That's cute.
He's like, hey ladies, I'm at this room number. I'm like, okay.
And how old is he?
I think he's that old.
He's out of nowhere. I know.
Probably in his 50s, I'd say. I don't know. Not too old.
Oh, okay. Yeah.
He wasn't a bad looking guy.
That's good.
Oh, yeah.
even if we're from Queens, we were like bonding over it.
It's funny how it goes. It's like, you know, that happens. It happens. I have probably hit on a few people too. I can't help it. It's in my nature. I'm a flirt sometimes. Shame on me.
What's wrong with that?
I know.
Oh my.
I usually let people make the first move. I'm kind of shy in that regard too.
I think I flirted with Tony Todd, but I was really, really drunk.
Remember the story, you were talking to Kane Hodder about how you had a thing for,
Adam Green.
Adam Green, yep.
Yeah, Adam Green's my boyfriend.
And
Kane remembered the year after.
Oh, of course he did. Kane's great. I love him. He's so funny.
He's really nice, yeah. He's a really nice guy.
Oh, he really is. He's like a big kid.
Yep.
Yeah, we interviewed him. He was really nice.
I think he might be interested in helping us on stunts or something like that for Terrifier 2. That would be awesome.
Oh, yeah.
I mean, it's not set in stone or anything like that, but he's expressed interest in it. I'm like, that would be fantastic.
Yeah, you get the best person you can.
Oh, you really would. Kane's really good at what he does.
Oh, yeah.
Have you watched this documentary?
No, I keep meaning to, because it is on Amazon Prime.
Yeah, it's so good. It's so good. It'll make you love him even more.
I have to watch it. Yeah, it's on my list.
Yeah, you have to. Trust me, you gotta watch it.
I will.
Yay!
So, going back to the interview, how did you prepare?
Oh, yeah.
How did you prepare for the role?
What I'm here for.
Well, we're having so much fun.
Yeah. Well, as for preparation, number one, I watched All Hallows Eve a few times just like so I could watch what the original art did, Mike Giannelli. Because, he did a great job with
it. Yeah, I did see that one. It was... I liked Terrifier better, but...
Well, thanks. But, I was like, Mike did a great job in that. He really set a solid foundation for me just to build off of. And so I did that, and then I just tapped into my love of, great physical comedy actors, great silent film actors, and then, great horror villains like Freddy Krueger and stuff like that. And I just kind of blended all that in my head, and that's what art was. I kind of look at art as, the bastard child of Freddy Krueger and Harpo Marx. That's what I always kind of keep in my head. It's like, he's their child, their bastard child, or an evil Mr. Bean. So I always have that in the back of my head.
That makes sense.
Yeah.
An evil Mr. Bean, alright.
That's good, I like that.
Yeah, he's very mischievous in that way. He likes to really just mess with people, try to one-up people, and stuff like that. So he's fun in that regard.
Love to see some back history on him, and maybe in Terrifier 2.
Yeah, you might see something down the line. We don't want to just totally just throw out what he is from the get-go. It's it's fun to have some mystery behind him.
Yeah, I mean, obviously there's something supernatural because he came back to life.
Yeah, that's a given. you don't come back from, putting a gun in your mouth and throwing your brains out, so. Unless you're playing Resident Evil 2. Those zombies, I don't know how many times I shoot them in the head, they're still not dead. It's they keep coming back up. I'm like, my God, man.
Like bill collectors.
Yeah, that too. God, go away.
They text you now. They're clever.
Oh, wow.
They text you.
I just get a lot of those fake robocalls, your social security number is being questioned by the government, so, give us your information. Who's falling for this shit?
You'll be surprised.
There are. That's the sad thing, that there are people that are falling for that. I'm like, ah, and it makes me hate those people even more that are doing these robocalls, because I'm like, you know what you're doing. You know that what, like, the person that called me the other day, it was an LA number, it's like, oh, LA's calling, hey, LA, I'm like, and you can just tell she did not care. She was like, hi, so, we're looking into your social, I'm like, okay, yeah, no, bye. It's like, you're not even trying, you know you're full of shit, and you're just like, I hate my life, just kill me now.
Send over Art the Clown.
Yeah, it's like, hi, knock, knock.
What was the makeup time like in sitting in the chair?
Your
makeup process, essentially.
Oh, it started out around like 4 hours, but we've gotten it down to about 2.5 hours now. I mean, sometimes it'll take even longer because Damien was doing my makeup, so he'd have to sometimes leave me to go like set up a shot or go direct a shot or do something else. So I know there were like a few nights where I was in the chair for like 8 hours before I finally went on set. So it's just like, yeah, you deal. It's like, I know Doug Jones has dealt with much worse.
Oh, I love that man.
Oh, my first interview.
Oh, he was?
No, he wasn't. Not Doug Jones. We did Doug Bradley.
Oh, Doug Bradley. Oh.
Bradley's great, too. He's just, yeah, I saw him this past weekend down in Knoxville. He's just so sweet.
He is very nice.
I can see his name.
He has a lovely British accent. I just think it's so weird hearing him talk in my head. Don't see him as Pinhead. So it's just like, oh wow, he's so delightful. But Doug Jones is too. I think Doug Jones is what every human being should aspire to be.
Oh man, I love Doug Jones. I mean, because I love Guillermo del Toro. I know I'm saying his name wrong, but he's my favorite director.
I love that. He, Guillermo, if you're listening, you need to cast Doug and I as father and son.
That would work pretty good, actually.
Yeah, I think that would be amazing. I even talked to Doug about it that one. I was like, we should play father and son. He's like, oh, that would be fun. I'm like, yes. I can see that. I'm like, I can't do. Let's make this happen.
Yeah, I can't wait to see Scary Stories. That looks really good.
That's gonna be, I can't wait. I loved those books so much when I was a kid. It was those illustrations. It was those illustrations that really sold it. Just like, oh, creepy. I'll never forget the green ribbon story with the girl that was wearing the ribbon around her neck. And she, like, married a guy, and he was always like, why don't you take off the ribbon? She's like, no. And he's like, now that we're married, I want to please take off the ribbon. And she does, and her head falls off.
Oh, jeez.
It's just like, wow! that little ribbon was keeping her head on the whole entire time, and that's why she never wanted to take it off. I'm like, oh my god, that's so just macabre. I love it.
That's awesome. I don't think I ever read the books, but the movie just looks amazing, and he's amazing.
All
so.
Like short stories are so good.
I actually, my son got the book series for his birthday recently, and he's afraid to read along.
Yeah, that's how I was, too. I had to have, like, a friend in the room, and I had to have the lights on. It was those illustrations. They're so creepy. I've never seen illustrations like that in my life that were that creepy. Those are like the creepiest things. That's why I'm glad like the visuals they're doing for this film look like those are the illustrations too.
They do. They look almost exactly like them.
Yeah, I love it.
It looks cool. So, are you a fan of horror or?
Oh, yeah, huge horror fan.
Okay, cool.
I still need to see the new Chucky movie, though.
It wasn't bad.
Remake.
I mean,
that's what I've heard. Everybody's been like, it's actually good. I'm like, oh, wow. I mean, I still kind of wish they had not. But the concept of itself is an interesting concept. Rogue Eye.
Yeah.
Rogue Eye or something like that. That's kind of cool.
I mean, Mark Hamill made it, but he started to run into his Joker voice, which kind of annoyed me, but...
Oh, Mark's great, though. I love him.
Oh, I love Mark Hamill. I've loved Mark Hamill since I was a kid.
Yeah, I would love
him. He was like my first crush.
How can he not be? He's like two of the best characters ever. You know, Luke Skywalker and Joker. I'm like, you can't beat that.
Yeah, I heard you're a big Joker fan.
Oh, yes, a little. He's one of my favorite characters of all time. He put a smile on my face.
I like Harley. That was really good, yeah. I love Harley Quinn.
Oh, she's great too.
Yeah, she's wonderful.
Yeah.
They did an interesting, I don't know if you watched Gotham, but they did an interesting Joker take on it.
Yeah, I was actually on an episode of Gotham too. I was the guy that dumped Butch Gilzean into Slaughter Swamp that created Solomon Grenady.
Really?
Yeah.
Yeah. Oh, wow. That's cool.
Yeah. Yeah, it was the cold open. That was fun. But yeah, it's like what they did with the Joker on there. It's like, I had problems with that, though, because, like, you're never supposed to know who Joker is. And, you know, that's the whole thing. It's like, Batman is the world's greatest detective, and he could never figure out who Joker was. And it bugged him so much that when he sat on the Mobius chair, that was the question he asked, was, what is the Joker's real name?
Yeah,
and
that's true.
So it's like, we're not supposed to know who he is before he was, you know, the Red Hood when he fell in that vat of acid. Or chemicals, I mean. So it's like, that's what drove me crazy about Gotham. It's like, oh, well, and especially having multiple versions of Joker on there, it's like, well, then whoever's Joker is that he's an imitation of what came before him. So it's like, you know, Jeremiah was kind of an imitation of Jerome in a lot of ways, so it's just like, we're not supposed to know.
That's true.
And Joker would never imitate anybody else. His ego would not allow that.
No, definitely not.
So yeah, I look at Gotham as fan fiction and nothing more. It's definitely not canonical. But I mean, Cameron did a fantastic job playing the characters.
Yeah.
I thought he did great.
I like some of the other stuff they did. I mean, it was interesting.
Yeah.
What about the new Joker movie?
That's what I was gonna talk about. Like, yeah, like I don't like the idea of doing a Joker origin film. I mean, it goes back to what I said earlier about not knowing who he is, and also in that I've noticed I have Batman, Bruce Wayne as a little kid. I'm like, you can't have Joker without Batman creating the Joker. That's like Batman's biggest regret, is that he created his worst enemy.
That's true.
And it's like, you can't do that. It's like, no. But with that said, I think Joaquin Phoenix is going to be amazing in it. He's a fantastic actor, so I can't wait to see what he does with it. But I think what it is that it's a cheap cash-in on the character's name. They're using the character's name to sell a movie. If they had just done it as any other character, it would have been a fine movie in itself. Just showing any old man's, you know, plunge into madness, I think would have been a fun movie in itself. But they had attached the Joker name to it because they knew that would put more butts in the seat.
Right. I agree with you. When I saw the preview, I was like, I really wasn't interested in the movie at all.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
I thought he would be great, but it just didn't appeal to me.
Yeah.
And, I mean, I'm a comic fan, I'm more of a Marvel fan, but...
You know what I would have rather seen them do is two things. Either take there's this one-off story that came out back when Dark Knight came out, back in 2008, called Joker. And it's from the perspective of one of his henchmen when he's released from Arkham. So you're seeing how Joker adapts being out of Arkham again and trying to restart his gang and all that, and you're seeing it from his henchman's eyes, so you see how the henchman goes from loving him to going, oh my god, this guy's freaking nuts, and wanting to get out. That's a great story that they could have put on film. if they want to show, you know, Joker becoming Joker in a way, like, you know, just losing himself, they could have taken one of those stories where he became sane again, and he's fighting, trying to stay sane, and trying not to go back to who he used to be.
Hmm. That would be interesting.
Yeah, yeah. Because I've done that a few times in the comics, and those are always fascinating stories to me.
Yeah, like, DC's not usually very smart with their movie choices.
No. No, they're trying to catch up with Marvel too much, and it's they haven't learned to just, like, build the characters first, and then try to do the team-ups and stuff like that.
Right.
You need to have people have that attachment to the character. That's, like, why when I saw, you know, Avengers, I was so pumped, because I had already seen a movie about Iron Man and Captain America and Thor and Hulk and all that, so I already loved the characters. I knew who they were. You already had a relationship with them, so it was so much fun to see them all team up together.
Yes.
And then, like, with Endgame, spoilers, if you haven't seen it yet, so shut your ears off here. But, you know, it's like, you know, when Tony dies, it's just like, such a gut punch, because you've had years, you know, a decade with that character.
I cried.
Oh, yeah. I was like, oh, jeez. I had a few tears. I was like, damn. That's because they had taken that time to really build the character and build your relationship with him, like, where you really, you know, love the character that much. And that, and DC, on the other hand, just rush. Like, yeah, let's just go ahead and put them all together.
Yeah, sure.
And just felt like, And they also tried to do four major storylines from the comics in one film.
Right.
And each one of those stories deserved its own film. Especially Doomsday. What they did to Doomsday in that film pissed me off to no end. I'm like, and that's a guy that basically killed Superman.
Right.
I'm like, you don't just shoehorn him into the last few minutes of the movie just so you can kill Superman in your film. I was like, he deserves his own film. He's such a complex character. You just kind of, we're just going to instead make him the clone of Lex Luthor and Zod.
Kind of Aquaman and Wonder Woman.
Yeah. I liked Aquaman, though. I liked this new Aquaman. I thought that was good.
Yeah. Wonder Woman was good,
too. James Wan, too. So.
That's true.
James Wan does good work.
Yeah.
He did some horror movies, didn't he?
Yeah, he did Saw.
Yeah.
He did the original Saw, and I think he did, like, The Conjuring as well. So he's good. He's good at what he does. I love the work of James. James, if you're out there listening, call me.
They're doing new Saw now.
Oh my!
My buddy Jeremy Bowsman is doing it.
Really?
Yeah, I kind of know him. I've met him a bunch of times.
That's interesting. So that's got a little bit too complicated with the plots.
Yeah.
Where it's just like too many twists. And you're like, here, it's this character from part two, but this is part six. And so, don't know if you remember. It's like, oh, jeez.
1-4, that's it.
Yeah, yeah, after that, it just got way too, like, what's going on?
on the note of Saw, there's a hilarious YouTube short out there called Living with Jigsaw.
Oh, yeah?
It's wicked funny. You have to look it up.
Oh, I'll have to look that up. That sounds great.
Living with Jigsaw.
Living with Jigsaw. Okay.
I hear Tobin Bell's a great person to meet, too.
I don't see him at many conventions.
Yeah.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, I've talked to some people this weekend and say he's just one of the biggest sweethearts, too. It's funny how that is. Like, all of us that play these horrible, horrible villains and do these horrible things to people are, like, the biggest teddy bears in real life.
Yeah.
It's like every single horror icon that I've met, all the Jasons, all the Mike Myers, you know, Robert Englund, Doug Bradley, all these guys, they're all just the nicest guys in real life.
Yeah, Tony Todd, Bill Moseley.
Yeah, Bill, oh god, I love Bill.
is my that's like my boyfriend.
Misty loves Bill.
Yes.
Bill, we have our tables right next to each other in where was that again? Indianapolis at Days of the Dead, so that was a lot of fun.
He's hysterical.
Yeah, we were having fun together. It was like, hey, Bill. I think he had his kids with him, too.
Oh, I'd love to see his kids.
Yeah. Oh, it was really fun. It was like, next to Sid, they had, there was a vendor that had a bunch of pinball machines. And they had a Rob Zombie pinball machine there, so they had, like, you know, a lot of his characters on the pinball machine. And
that's so cool.
They wanted me to go play that pinball machine. So I went and played. And I ended up beating everybody else's scores.
Oh, wow. And
so I beat Sid's score, I beat Bill's score, I beat, like, all the people from It's score, because I want all the clowns to play that game. And I won. So it was fun, just kind of go, hey, Sid, I beat you. He's like, oh, shut up. That old.
Aw, I love Sid, he was awesome. I got to interview him.
Oh yeah, he's got some fascinating stories there too.
Yes, he does.
Yes, so he's a smart man. He's a brilliant man.
Yeah, he actually said he went to school to be a hypnotist.
Really?
Yes.
I'll have to ask him about that one day.
Yeah, we did an interview and he's like, "You know, I went to school and learned to be a hypnotist." I was like,
"Yeah, wow, that's awesome."
Oh.
I love it. I love that.
We were calling him Uncle Sid all weekend.
Oh, Uncle. You're Uncle. My crazy uncle.
Yeah.
And he was like, you know how many conventions I go on? Someone calls me their crazy uncle. I'm like, oh. Yeah,
you know his birthday was just this week, too.
Yep. I wished him happy birthday on the Scream Sisters site.
Oh, good. Good, good, good.
Whenever I find out birthdays, I do that.
Yeah, they gave him a cake there in Indianapolis.
Aww.
That was really cool.
I saw that.
That was so cool.
It was like a weird, what was it, the cake of?
I didn't really see the whole entire cake. I saw a lot of the aftermath of the cake.
Oh, okay.
But when I got my piece, I was like, oh, this is nice.
Cake is cake.
Yeah, cake is cake. Except for carrot cake. Can't say carrot cake.
Oh, I love carrot cake.
Well, see, it's got nuts in it. I don't do nuts.
Oh, okay. I don't like it with nuts, no.
It's cannibalism. I was at my cousin's wedding up in Portland, and it was dark out because they had it all outside, and so I went to for the desserts. I had a bunch of cupcakes. I was like, yes, cupcakes. So I go over there and grab a cupcake. And I just bit right into it, and it was a carrot cake cupcake, so I was like, it's like, ah, because there was a bunch of, like, a lot of her friends were vegetarians, so they had a lot of vegan food there. I was like, ah, damn it. No. it drove my male cousins and I up the wall. We're like, where's meat? Is there any meat here? They had this one thing in these fancy, like, sausages that had other stuff in them. Like, we just want meat.
Wait,
yeah, exactly. It's like, oh, this is vegan and this is vegan. But I want meat. I don't want rabbit food.
My cat's snoring.
Oh, I'm cute.
Yep, he just moved. So going back to the interview.
I get off topic so easily.
More about what happened to Dawn and her lovely little snapping in two.
Mm-hmm.
How were the special effects done on that? Just out of curiosity.
Well, we actually shot that in two different locations over a few months apart from each other because we shot all of Jenna Cannell's reactions first while she's tied up in the chair because she had to leave us to go film the Bye Bye Man. Like, literally 2 days later, she's on set with Bye Bye Man.
Good.
So we filmed all of her stuff first in New Jersey. And then we ended up having some problems with the guy that was running the building there in New Jersey, so we had to get a new location. So
postponed a few things. So at the new location, we filmed with Catherine one night. You know, it was 20 degrees that night when we were filming with her, which was not fun for her, especially because she had to be in that position, in that, you know, state of undress with all that blood over her for, like, you know, hours. It is like, she's the MVP of the film when it comes to that. She put up with so much. We filmed that with her, got her reactions and everything. And she's literally hanging upside down. That's real.
Oh, wow.
We only let her hang upside down for like 30 seconds at a time. We had a whole rig there that we built so she could lie down on it. We'd swing her back up, and then swing her down again, swing her back up. So we'd film in 30-second chunks. And then the next time we filmed, which is funny because we were supposed to film the next day, but then we couldn't. We were supposed to film it earlier, and we got postponed for 2 weeks because there was flood damage in the room. So we don't want to electrocute anybody. But we had, we were going to film me actually cutting the body double in half. It was this big, huge, like, mold that they did of her body. Which another story is, she got, when they were making that, she didn't have enough release agent on her, so the mold got stuck to her, and they almost had to take her to the ER.
Ooh.
Yeah, she, like I said, she went through hell for that scene. But that night, we had the intestines we used, we got like sausage casings and put a lot of fat in them so it looked like, you know, intestines. Well, since we were postponed for 2 weeks, our DP took those intestines back, but he forgot to put them in his refrigerator. So for 2 weeks, they were just sitting out in his garage.
Oh.
And so we go to open it that night, we're like, oh. Oh. And it's a good thing we didn't film with sound, because the whole entire time you would just heard people in the back just going, oh. Especially when I accidentally cut into one of the sausages. I was like, oh. Oh. I couldn't smell much in my makeup, but I could smell that, and I was like, oh god. So I seriously thought our DP was just going to puke all over the place right there. It was just bad. It was a bad night. We're having fun, but at the same time, we're just going, oh. Like, let's do this, let's hurry up and do this. So that's how we did it. Movie magic.
Movie magic.
They were in two different locations, apart from each other.
Yeah, that's amazing.
Yeah, it's good editing.
Very good editing, yeah. Jessica, do you have any questions?
I have two questions.
What are we, Katie?
My first question is, what is your favorite horror film?
Oh, I don't really have a favorite, but I would say my top five would be Original Texas Chainsaw Massacre,
huh?
Nightmare on Elm Street Part 3,
huh?
Exorcist, The Omen, and Halloween.
All right.
Good choices.
Classics. They're all good. They're all so good in their own way.
Alright. So, Mr. Thornton, I have a random question. So,
okay.
I tend to be the comedic relief here.
Okay.
So, you play a evil clown that goes around hacking people and chopping women in half. As a movie idea, like, what would you say if there was a movie about a cult of killer clowns? They're in this cult, and they're in this circus of terror, shall you? And unfortunately, it turns very dark, and it's a breeding tent. What would you think? Would that be like some like movie thing they could do? Like a totally random thing?
That does sound random.
bunch of breeding clowns in a tent, but they're killer clowns, and they're in a cult.
That almost sounded a little bit like Billy Pond's movie. Circus of the Dead. Or Tom of Corn. It's not breed. They don't like breed or anything like that. But it's like this group of clowns that go around and like, kidnap a guy and force him to be a clown with them and make him. They basically just make him mentally snap. It's a really great movie. It's an independent film too.
Yeah,
you should look at this movie. It's pretty dark. Pretty dark.
Yeah.
Oh yeah, it's a fun one. I wish more people heard of that one.
Is it an old movie, or...?
No, it came out a few years ago.
Oh. It's called Circus of the Dead?
Yeah.
Okay. I'll look for it.
Yeah. Yeah, it's just like the character of Papa Corn. He almost looks a little bit like Arm, too. Apparently, Billy, he said, like, when he was casting it originally, he almost called me up to cast me as Popcorn in that tune. This was before I filmed Terrifier. So I was like, oh, that's fascinating. Because he'd seen some of my Joker work, and he was one of the people he's considered for the role.
Why do you think people are so scared of clowns?
Well, one, I think it's because it's that, they walk that fine line of the uncanny valley, where they look human, but also not human at the same time, because it's all exaggerated expressions and makeup, and they're not quite human. I think that's what's freaky to people. And I think, too, is like, what makes them really interesting and scary in a way is because clowns are not supposed to be scary. They're supposed to be there for your amusement to make you happy. So, like, the idea of a scary killer clown goes against what clowns are supposed to be, so that makes them a little bit scarier.
Yeah, definitely. I do want to wish you congratulations on a successful Indiegogo.
Oh, thank you. Yeah, we just added some more perks too, because we're at the halfway mark now. So we were like, hey, because we had more people like, hey, are you guys going to add more perks? I'm like, yeah, let's do that. Because every little dime that we're getting right now is going to help us make this sequel to be like the best we can make it be. Because we're still an independent film, so we don't have a Hollywood studio behind us just pumping millions of dollars into us. So we're still low budget in that regard. So like, we're very appreciative of every little bit that anybody can contribute. Even if it's like $5, I'm happy. $1, I'm happy. It's just like, thank you.
Okay, I'll do what I can. I'll post the link on our page as well.
Thank you. It surpassed our expectations on how well that campaign would do.
I saw.
In the first, 3 hours, we met our goal of $50,000. And in the first day, we doubled that goal. That was impressive. It shows the power of the fan base there, the love the fan base has behind this film.
There were some really cool perks on there.
Oh, yeah.
You can get killed by art. If I had the money, I'd definitely do that.
But that's what amazed me. At first I was like, oh, no one's going to get that. Who has that kind of money lying around? But, I mean, those sold out so fast. Yeah, I was like, wow, people actually have that kind of cash. I'm like, I'm going to spend $5,000. I'm like, what?
Yeah.
Awesome. I appreciate it, though. I'm like, wow. Yeah. Thank you. It's like, can I name my child after you?
Well, I find a lot of stuff that's crowdfunded is usually pretty awesome. Like, Friday the 13th game was crowdfunded.
It was?
It was crowdfunded. And, Kane Hodder played the Jason in the game. And, just like a lot of people, just like I think one of the perks was if you donate X amount of money, you could be actually in the game. And once the guy that in the game, the guy is Machapa. He's I don't know if that's his real name, but he's an actual character in the game. So it's kind of neat how, like,
they
cool. Yeah.
That's cool.
Video game.
There are lots of films that are doing crowdfunding now, and I think that's great. Like, I know, like, Super Troopers 2 made over, like, $2 million crowdfunding.
Yeah.
I was like, that's amazing.
Oh, was it Sharknado? Sharknado 3?
Oh, Lord.
Sharknado?
People would pay for Sharknado?
I know, that's the thing. I was like, really?
Plus, I freely admit that I watched all of them.
I guess, hold on their money, you're soon parted.
People wanted another Sharknado.
Oh, yeah, I know, like, Sharknado 5 had a budget of $5 million, so I'm like, someone's just, hey, have this money to make this. I'm like, really? Give us that money, we'll make a much better sequel.
There you go.
I know I helped crowdfund a movie called Syllables by Spooky Dan Walker, and it was really a good movie. I mean, I just got a copy of the DVD, and no, I think I got the Blu-ray.
Yeah.
It was a really good movie, and it's on Amazon Prime and stuff.
That's cool. That's the thing. It's funny how a lot of these like crowdfunded films turn out to be better. Because I think it's because they're independent and they're not beholden to a studio that's telling them what to do and what not to do.
Yeah.
So they can do what they want with them. I mean, that's what we're doing with this sequel. Like, we're going balls to the wall with this sequel. We're pushing some envelopes. Like, oh, I'll tell you that. It's just like, oh.
What, more gore?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
A lot of kills on this one, too. That's one of the reasons we did this this Indiegogo campaign is because we have a huge kill scene in this film. It's pretty big, and it's like we want to make sure we had enough to do what we want to do with it. It's like pure mayhem.
Do you know the movie Dead Alive?
Yes.
I think Terrifier might almost be as gory as that.
I can see that. I can see that.
And if you can beat that, I mean, that is...
Yeah.
Wow. That's, like, one of my favorite movies of all time.
Yeah. Well, I think that's why people like Terrifier so much, is because we did have the gore in it. We did show the kills. As opposed to so many of these slashers now that don't do that anymore.
No, they don't.
It's like the truth of horror fans, that's what they live for. They live for those creative, fun kills like that.
Unfortunately, people... now we're into remakes.
Yes.
Don't get me started.
You know what I'm saying? That's kind of my thing. Is like, let's open up ideas. Like, let's take a breeding clown cult from space.
Yeah.
Let's be original.
I mean, that's how we got Mike Myers and Freddy and all that kind of stuff, because people got tired of just another Frankenstein movie or another Wolfman movie. So people are like, let's create new characters.
Uh-huh.
And that's what we need to do again.
And now I heard they're doing The Craft again.
Yeah.
They're including that. I remember this from the 90s.
I mean, we're remaking Disney movies, too. I mean, it's just...
Yeah, everything's live action, yeah.
Remake. It's like people just run out of good ideas.
It's
too lazy to come up with a good idea. That's what it is.
I'm going to have to hit someone up for the breeding clown cult from space.
Yeah, that sounds
good. Well, we know a filmmaker.
Huh?
Matt Fisher from Boombastic Films.
Oh, okay. Well, I'll be like, what do you think of a breeding cult of clowns from space?
Because I told him about my idea for a movie, and he was like, yeah, write the screenplay and give it to me, and I'll do it.
Cool.
I had a random thought. What would you think if maybe Art the Clown had a little minion or a female companion?
Hmm. Interesting idea.
Kind of like a Harley, but not, you know?
Yeah, it's an interesting idea.
Because I feel like, you know, he's doing a lot of work.
Yeah.
And he is a little lonely. He had that little baby for a while.
Well, you never know what's in store in the future for him. You know, like, hopefully we're going to have, you know, tons of these movies one day, so you never know what might come out of it.
You know, like, Terrifier 10.
Yeah.
Just like the like Halloween and Friday the 13th.
Yep.
And Nightmare on Elm Street.
Yeah, they really tied them on that. The Saw movies, there's like, how many? 100 of them?
I think there were 7 or 8.
Yeah, about 8 of them now.
Yeah. And they've gone downhill by the... Jigsaw was horrible.
I do enjoy the kills in those movies, though.
They were good creative. They were intricately designed kills.
Yeah.
Yeah, but watching a movie like Hatchet, and those are really cool kills, too.
Oh, yeah. God, yes.
I love my Adam Green.
I still just love the one where he just rips that woman's face off. Just,
yes.
Like, just reaches in and just tears her head straight off like that. It's like, oh! That's such a good transition, too. Between, like, live, the actual actress and the prosthetic. It's so good. That's such a good kill.
It is
so
a good one, yeah.
So good. Cocaine!
But then you also have movies that are not as gory, but are still scary. I mean, but the origin movies, like Evil Dead 1 and 2.
Well, I even look at like the first Paranormal Activity movie. That movie freaked the shit out of me.
I never saw it.
Paranormal
Activity? Yeah, I've never seen it.
You know, it's all the sound design. The sound design that was so good because you're so afraid of what you might see.
Mm.
I think that's why I also liked the first Blair Witch Project. Is that
scared me when I saw it.
Yeah, it was very simple but so effective.
It was the first of its kind in a sense.
Yeah.
You know, Blair Witch, and then. That started a whole genre.
Yeah. The found footage.
I hate found footage movies, except for that one.
Yeah.
Well, same here. Like, I give props to Blair Witch, the first one. Then they made a sequel.
The Book of Shadows is horrible.
But then they remade Blair Witch.
Yeah. That was actually pretty good.
Yeah, it was really good.
I felt so sorry for that actress when she had to do that whole crawling through the tunnels bit. That looked so claustrophobic.
Oh, yeah. I wonder.
I felt more sorry for the camera guy that had to crawl in front of her because he had to crawl backwards through all that, too.
Oh, jeez, yeah.
In that very tight area. Like, God, I have been miserable.
That would be pretty intense.
Oh. Yeah, I watched the behind the scenes stuff for that. I was like, that's insane.
I was like,
what's going on? I heard keys typing or something like that.
Not me.
Okay.
I'm listening to my cat store.
Oh yeah, our cat's eating right next to me right now.
He's just like, he's also big, he's like 20 pounds, so.
Oh yeah.
I just see a big body snoring.
She sneezed.
It's so funny when they sneeze.
Oh yeah, they're all sound. Yeah.
Well, the last question was supposed to be, what's your favorite scary movie, but just moved it.
Oh, well, edit it that way.
Just moved it for me.
Yeah, you.
Listen, that was my question.
I know, but you know me at least you said it's the last question.
Alright, fine. Here's a new one.
Okay.
What is your favorite food?
What is my favorite food? Oh, boy. That's a tough one. I like food so much. I'd say just a really good, like, steak, like prime rib or something like that with, like, mashed potatoes or like garlic parmesan covered french fries. That's a good meal for me.
It's a carnivore.
Yeah, like some like raspberry white chocolate truffle cheesecake or something like that. Oh, so good. No.
Oh my.
Yeah. I'm skinny as a rail, but I like to eat.
I know, I've seen you.
Yeah.
Where you put it at all?
I don't know. It's because I have a hole in my butt. It's broken. It's got a big old crack in it. Yes. It's that crazy metabolism.
Not me. I look at a candy bar in my butt jiggles for a year.
It's like, oh no.
Someone's
the camera. Oh no. Now it's jiggling. Oh no. Oh god, no. It's gonna be a year of this shit. Oh no. Oh.
Well,
oh, I looked at a candy bar.
I'm a chocoholic, okay? I can't help it. I don't smoke. I don't really drink. I don't do drugs, but I eat chocolate.
Yeah, that's kind
of.
I like ice cream a lot. I guess you could say that's my favorite food, ice cream. I love ice cream.
I have some boozy ice cream in the fridge.
Oh, that's I like that kind of stuff.
It just came out from Häagen-Dazs. I have a Bailey's one. They sell them in Target.
Oh, that's
I think it's Target exclusive.
Sorry, that's
my favorite store. I was there today.
Those are Häagen-Dazs.
I can't go there and buy one thing.
You know, that would be an interesting concept to have Art the Clown in a ice cream truck.
Yeah.
In a what?
In an ice cream truck.
Yeah.
Running around in an ice cream truck.
I think you should talk one day.
I don't know. I kind of like him silent. I think that makes it more interesting.
Because I noticed, like, the faces, you read the faces.
The faces in me are hysterical.
It's like Marceau only talked one time in a movie, and that was in Silent Movie. And it was like, he was the only person that talked in that movie. And he says, no. That's great. It's a good Mel Brooks film that people don't know about.
Mm.
Yeah, it's fun. It's all black and white. It's like silent comedy type of films. It's something different. I need to watch that again.
What's some Häagen-Dazs?
Yeah, some Häagen-Dazs.
Or Ben and Jerry.
Either works.
Yeah.
They're both good ice cream.
Oh, ice cream now.
Yeah.
I have ice cream in my freezer. Ha ha. Ben Jerry and Jerry.
Just get the lactate, they're not going.
Yep. I will pick some up too. Well, I have non-dairy ice cream too.
So I have the same reaction when I have onions. So I
don't eat onions. They're gross.
I hate it though, because sometimes I don't even realize that like something I had onions in it, and I'm like later on, it's like, oh. that happened to me in Indianapolis right before my photo op. I'm sitting there, I'm like, my tummy just going, like, it sounded like Chewbacca was living in there.
That's kind of more like Scooby-Doo.
Yeah, well, that's it. Really?
it was like, uh-oh. Like, and I was like, my manager. I'm like, yeah, it's my modium. He's like, I hear you over there. I'm like, yeah. Because I didn't want to be in my photo op. I was like, uh-oh.
Were you in your art, the clown makeup?
Yeah, I was in full costume. I was like, oh, that would have been disastrous. Could have recreated the bathroom sink.
Oh, that was so close.
It's like, uh-oh. You get the full Art the Clown experience.
That was so close. Oh, man.
It also hits the pan, too.
Yeah. I love that when they tested that out on Mythbusters. That was hysterical.
They did?
Yeah, they did with different consistencies.
Jeez.
Just to see what it would do.
Oh, shit.
Yeah. Oh, God.
These are very funny.
I try.
I agree. It does.
I think that's why Dick Van Dyke is still going strong in 94, or whatever he is now.
Yeah, he was in the last Mary Poppins movie.
Yeah!
He danced!
I'm like, you go, Dick!
He danced. That movie was great.
Yeah.
I liked it. But I like sappy movies like that. Yeah, I watch horror movies, and then I watch, like, sappy movies like that.
I watch all kinds of movies. I just like to be entertained.
Yeah. My DVDs are, like, so different.
Yeah. Like, just tell me a good story.
It's quite the collection.
Yes, I do. And hopefully, you know, I'm not going to get massively confused when X leaves and tries to steal some of mine.
Oh, no.
Yeah.
Sorry, you put your initials on everything.
Yeah.
everything with a pink sticker is mine.
Yeah.
Yeah, I should do that.
Or lick everything, like, yeah. That's what I used to do to my food, so people wouldn't steal my food from me. You want that? I'm like, ah, you want it now?
It's dairy.
Oh, yeah. Sneeze on it or something. Like, ah, it's you. Want it? I'm evil.
It's a parrot.
Yeah.
Huh?
So evil.
True that.
What's a parrot?
A parrot.
Okay. Uh-oh, I'm hearing meowing.
Uh-oh.
Spaghetti?
Oh, yeah. No, yelling. Oh, no. Like, I need that for some of my babies. Why are you doing
that? Misty, are you at a Walmart?
What?
Are you at a Walmart?
People at Walmart.
Oh, God.
No.
People at Walmart.
I still love that site.
Have they updated it?
Oh, I don't know. It's been years since I've been on there, so I have no idea. If I ever felt homesick for Alabama, I just have to look on there. I'm like, okay, this is my left.
Oh, man.
Oh, that's horrible.
No, I just kind of lack sense of humor.
Oh, yeah. He's like, how would someone let you leave the house today? It's like, do you see what you're wearing?
I don't know.
Pants.
I wore jeans and a coffee t-shirt.
It's like, what are you doing?
And I have purple and blue hair.
It's still better than, like, an 80-year-old woman wearing a G-string.
Ew.
Yeah. With an American flag.
Ugh, I remember what you were saying.
America! Everybody, I'm your shit, and I'm most patriotic. Oh, God. God, you made everybody go sterile. God bless America. Oh, no, it's Old Glory. Old Glory, Glory. Oh, no.
Oh my God.
That's horrible.
Oh, you're not.
I'm gonna get hate mail for that. I'm used to it. If you've seen my Twitter page, you know it.
I've seen your Facebook page. I don't do Twitter.
Oh, that too, yeah. Facebook too.
They're a very anti-Trump person, which I like.
Yeah. Well, yeah, I don't really go into that on these podcasts. I don't want to piss off people.
No, we don't, I don't do politics.
Yeah, I'd say that on my personal page.
Yeah. It's a good thing.
I'm going to quote and say orange. Cheetos.
Yeah. Orange should not be the new black.
Definitely not.
Yep.
No.
Yeah.
So, Jess, got any other questions?
No, I'm very entertained.
Yeah, me too.
I probably need to get dinner anyways for myself.
Okay.
I've got a rumbly in my tumbly.
Well, you were really great. It was really fun talking to you.
Oh, thank you. I'm gonna get myself a snuggle or something or
I wish you luck with Turn of Fire 2.
Yeah.
I can't wait to see it.
Oh, thank you very much, yeah. Oh, I can't wait to film it. It's gonna be so much fun.
Yeah, I can imagine. But I can still watch Terrifier a couple times because it's so much fun.
Yeah, to tide you over.
Yeah, definitely. That's a fun movie to watch.
Yeah, I kind of like it. I'm kind of vulnerable to it.
You don't have any other movies, do you?
No, that was my first.
That's your first movie? Oh, okay.
Yeah. Terrifier 2 is going to be my second.
Okay, cool.
And we'll see after that. We'll see.
Well, that was the first. Good first movie.
Yeah, thank you. I can't complain.
No.
Okay, maybe if my space breeding clone cult thing works out, I'll hatch out.
Sounds good to me.
You give me the head clone.
It could be fun.
Can be. With the right imagination.
Oh, yeah, definitely.
My movie's a zombie movie, so.
That could be fun, too.
Yeah.
Well, do we want to say our goodbyes to our humble guests?
Yes.
Sure.
Well, thank you very much, David. For being on the show.
Thank you very much for having me. I've had a fun time chatting with y'all.
Oh, yeah, I had a great time.
Yeah. Look forward to seeing you at a convention sometime then.
Yes. Definitely. I hope so. I'll follow your schedule and see what I can do.
Yeah.
Hopefully you'll come to Massachusetts soon.
I don't know Massachusetts. I think the closest I'm going to be there is, Rochester in October. I can't remember. I have like 3 cons coming up in September, so.
Okay. Well, hello.
In the neck of the woods, hit us up.
Alright, will do.
And I'll message you when it comes up if you want to post it on your page.
Oh, definitely. Yeah, I'll definitely retweet it and repost and all that fun stuff.
Okay, cool.
I appreciate it. Alright, well, y'all take care and have a good night.
You too.
You too.
Alright, thanks again.
Thank you.
You're welcome. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
Alright, well, thank you, everybody. This is the ending of the Scream Sisters for tonight, and have a good night.
Have a fantastic evening.